Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Paul Albano, Senior Product Marketing Manager for Solutions Marketing.
Great.
We did it. All right. And we are looking here at products from Canon, which are especially intended perhaps for people with small businesses. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure.
What we have here.
Thanks, JJ, for stopping by. So what we're showing here is our ImageRunner Advanced model, which is basically a multifunction solution for small businesses or departments within large organizations. And this device is equipped with a number of features which make them accessible for users with disabilities.
So, okay. Well, first of all, by device, what do you mean? What's the setup? Is this computer part of it, or?
Well, this is a desk. This would be a laptop that you would use at your desk. And,
okay.
So I'll take you through each of the features here.
Okay.
So, basically, this machine is equipped with a number of features and options, which are both standard as well as optional accessories. So,
okay.
First thing that we have here is this slide and tilt display.
Okay.
So if you're in a wheelchair and you need to access the machine.
So that's in the front, and it kind of folds. It'll
yes.
either face forward or...
Right. It basically tilts down. So instead of having to climb over the machine to reach the control panel,
right.
you basically can just slide it out and tilt it and adjust it so that it can reach you at that
height. The hinge is on the top, and that's what it opens up and down from the top. Okay.
And the control panel also has a Braille label kit.
I see.
So,
those Braille labels that are on it, are if that came with the product? Or
these Braille labels are optional, but basically it helps guide users through the machine.
Okay.
And the Braille labels are also on other parts of the unit as well.
Okay.
So
on this front, with the there's a screen in the middle, and then on the right side, there is a large array of buttons, a numeric-looking keypad.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, that one, is that supposed to be S-E-R-E?
Well, there's abbreviations. This is for settings or registration.
Okay.
This one is a power.
Power's in the top right corner.
Right, and then there's a big
And that's the USB. I think it's saying that the USB plugs on the side.
Yeah, so what you can do with that USB is we have a keyboard that you can attach to the unit.
Okay.
Right over here. Right.
Where is it at?
I'm holding on to it. So if you need to enter an email address or a subject line, rather than using the small touchscreen, you can actually attach
a that's
QWERTY.
A full QWERTY keyboard, including a numeric row, it looks like.
Yep.
Okay.
So we have that available. And
the buttons themselves are all indented. They're very, I would say, distinguishable from each other.
Yes, they're concave buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the number 5 indicator as well.
Okay.
And there's other features here, too, which I'm not going to go into too much detail. But, for example, to open up the paper cassettes, rather than having to... you know, turn your hand and pull the drawer out, you just easily press a button and the drawer pops right open.
All right.
A real exciting feature that we have here is a voice guidance and a voice operation kit.
So will this talk if I...
Yes, there's a speaker right here
and a
microphone.
Okay.
Which basically allows you to answer voice commands. So
what might I say?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the machine into voice mode right now.
This is the voice navigation.
You can hear the speaker.
How did you do that? Is there a button?
There's a reset button here. So you hold it down for 5 seconds and it puts the machine into voice mode.
Okay.
So there's two ways to operate this. The first way is by using, find the number 5 key.
Okay.
All right. So by using number 4 and number 6, you can actually navigate through the screen.
Manual mode. Okay.
So I'm pressing the number 6 to go through these.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to put you into copy mode.
Begin with the manual and vocal mode.
And so here, if you press number 6,
select color. Select a color for output.
So if you want to change the color output, if you want to change the paper, press number 5.
Okay.
This is the select paper settings.
So it's telling you this is the select paper settings.
So 5 is kind of like your help key.
5 is like your select key.
Oh, your select key, okay.
And number 4 and number 6 allow you to basically go right and left on the screen.
How do you go between the different options? Is that 8 and 2? Or?
No, you just use 4 and 6.
Okay.
So let's say you press number 5 for OK.
This is the copy basic features screen.
So you can also have settings for finishing, for stapling, for double-sided. So you can do all that by using the number 5, using number 4 and number 6. Now the voice guidance mode basically works where there's a button here, and I'm just gonna give you an example.
Okay.
Just put your hand right here.
All right.
So you're gonna hold that down.
Okay.
Number of copies.
Number of copies. Enter a value.
I'm gonna press the button
after
again. Two copies.
Two copies.
So I'm gonna press the button one more time. Start copy.
start copying.
And the machine makes copies.
The machine is making copies.
And it tells you.
If you want to stop copying, say stop or press 5.
So it's basically it's making copies right now.
As far as the voice guidance, I know there's a lot of it telling you what's going on, explaining the menus. Are there different verbosity settings?
Can you you can make it go faster, slower. There's a volume control there as well. You can have a male voice, female voice.
Could you have it not be so descriptive as far as what's in, you know, what?
Yes, okay. Yes. You could control that. And I've tried to dumb it down, if you will, because it,
well, exactly. This is for a new user. But once you get it as an advanced user, you'd want to.
Yeah.
You still want it to talk, but you don't want it to talk so much.
And you know what will happen as you start using it more and more? Like, you don't have to listen to the whole.
Sure.
Like, you'll know that I've already made my settings, and I could just skip to the next one and press number 5.
So, okay, so there's most of the controls are on the front right, and there's, what is that, on the to the left of the screen is a...
That's the main menu, menu button.
There's an MM and a QM.
There's a main menu and then there's a quick menu. The main menu on the touchscreen is there's eight buttons.
Okay.
Basically, like, it's a copy, print, scan, and store. With a quick menu, what I could do is I could actually set up one button, like maybe one or three big buttons.
Okay.
And I can have all my settings preset in advance. So rather than having to go through all these menu options, I can basically authenticate myself at the machine. And then by pressing that one button, it already knows my email address. It already knows my preferences for copying and things like that.
Okay. So what is this? All right, this includes a copy machine. Is it just a copier?
It's a copier. It's a printer. It can also scan documents. So you can scan documents and convert them to PDF. You can send them to multiple destinations, whether it be a file folder on a network.
Does it have built-in OCR, or is it just image?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's searchable. You can create searchable PDF files.
Is that all built into the device, or is there computer software that works with that?
It's built into the device, so it's got its own OCR engine built in.
Well, do you know which engine it is?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
But it's Canon. It's Canon developed, and we do work very closely with Adobe.
Sure.
So we can create true Adobe files.
Is this the only model that's available right now as far as what's, you know?
No, we have multiple models. Basically, the voice guidance feature is available from our machines from down to 22 pages per minute.
Okay.
All the way up to 105.
Oh, okay. So this is something I know it's been talked about for the last year or two, but so now it actually is available on several different models.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
How much is this one here?
Well, you know, this is for a larger office, so typically most offices are going to lease the equipment.
Okay.
So depending on the lease, the type of lease that they select, depending on the service options for, you know, for toner, for paper, the price could vary. So retail, you're probably looking at anywhere between $15,000 to $20,000.
Okay.
But again, depending on the model, it could be a slower speed model. You could have various levels of service built into this. So there's many different.
Well, you were saying, so there are lower end models that this works with. What's the entry level point? What's the lowest model that you could get?
22 pages per minute.
Okay.
Which is almost like a close to a desktop machine, I would
say. You know
how
much that is?
You know, it's because the way copiers are sold, it's basically sold through lease.
Gotcha.
So it's tough to put a number on it. I mean, you'd have to really work with a local dealer to... And they can help you find an affordable solution.
So the voice guidance and all these features, is that something that's being now included in a lot of Canon's models, a lot of the newer models?
It's available as an option.
Okay.
So most of our image runner models support this feature.
Do you know how much additional the voice option adds to the cost?
From a retail standpoint... I think it's anywhere between $800 to $1,200.
Okay.
But again, if it's part of a lease, they can bury it in
Right,
lease.
It wouldn't be that much more.
Yeah.
Okay. So if someone wants to get more information or figure out which models are supported and learn more information, how might they do that?
They can go to the Canon USA homepage at www.usa.canon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find all of our product materials, brochures, and things like that online as PDF files. And you can also find a local Canon dealership in your area. And they can actually provide you with more information on how to actually acquire this.
With the local dealers, they probably in general aren't going to have would they actually have the voice option to show at the local dealership?
Because it's such a niche model, they may not have one there per se, but they have access to resources at Canon USA.
Okay.
That can easily set up a demonstration for you and within one of our local regional offices.
And those are all over the country.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Paul. It's definitely been a pleasure.
Thank you, JJ.
All right.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.